We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting two-thirds of the way down by the two dots. We had in the Mishnah on yesterday's blat, in Halacha, the Kahanim, if you ask the Koinim Kahanim Levim Nanimli, if you ask the Ano, the Kahanim Levim can have enough from you, Yitlu HaKarcha, they take the Chumas and Maestris forcefully. Kahanim Elu, Levim Elu Nanimli, Yitlu HaKarim, they shouldn't take. So the problem is the Shtikla Stira, in this Mishnah, if you could aser them to take Chumas and Maestris or not. Now that's clear, that if Kahanim Levim can have Hanah from you, you definitely cannot hand them Chumas and Maestris. Like we learned in the Gemara before, the Gavi Maisa Oni, if you have a Schus Nesina, which is definitely a true fact by Chuma and Maestris, that you have a Schus to give it to whoever you want, therefore even Tavis and Mom and not Mom, you definitely have Tavis and you definitely have a right to give it to whoever you want. So therefore, you cannot give it to someone who's also to have enough from you. Kahanim Anal have enough from you. You can't hand them the Chumas and Maestris. The question over here is, could they take it forcefully? It says over here, if you ask it all the Kahanim and Levim, Yitlu HaKarka, because it belongs to them, the Chumas and Maestris, it belongs to them. And they could take it forcefully, and it's not considered that they're getting Hanah from you. Then the end of the Mishnah says that those Kahanim cannot take it because it is considered taking Hanah from you. So Shaila is, what's the chilek between the two parts of the Mishnah? So let's see the Gemara. Said in the Mishnah, Kahanim Levim Nanimli, Yitla Karcha, Ama, Tevis Ana, in a moment. You see, Tevis Ana, in a moment. That means that the owner has a right to give it to whoever he wants is not considered Mammon, it's not considered equity, it's not considered value. And therefore, when I take that from you, it's not considered I took something from you. Ema Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Kahanim Elu Velevim Elu, Nanimli, then Yitla Acherim, others should take, but not the Kahanim Levim that you assert cannot take. Avalahani loy. Alma, Tevis and Amamun. You see from here that on the other hand, they see the Tevis and Amamun. Because you see, these Kahanim are not allowed to take themselves. They can't forcefully take the Chumas and Maestris. Why? Because they're having enough from you. So, Chari Tastira, the ratio of the Mishnah to the Sefer of the Mishnah. And that's again, clear that either way, you can hand the Kohen who's Asabahana, hand him, because that's definitely having enough from you. The question is, could they take it themselves? The ratio of the Mishnah, they could take it. And Sefer's Mishnah, they can't take it. And Pashas, the Shaila is it Tevis and Amamun or not? If Tevis is not considered Amamun and considered value, so then they can't take it from you, because even if you didn't hand it to them, they took your money. Mashiach, if it's called Einei Amamun, so then it's not a problem if they take it. So Rav Hoshi, like Kasha, Harav Yesi, Harav Yehuda. This Harebi, Harav Yehuda. This Machlaikas, Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, if Tevis and Amamun, the Talmud and Abraisa. We're going to say that the two parts of Mishnah, one is going to go into Mandiyam Ma'al's Tevis and Amaman, and one Mandiyam Tevis and Amaman. Who's this Machlaik? It's between Rebbe and Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda. Tell him to the Braisa. Goinev Tevloi Shal Chaveri. Someone steals Tevel from his friend. This Tevel, he didn't take off Chumas and Maestris yet. He stole it. Va'och, when he ate it, he has to pay back. How much did he pay back? Misham Loid Mei Tevel. Dibre Rebbe. Rebbe holds you have to pay, let's say you stole 100 bushels, fulls, 100 bushels. You have to give back all 100. And the Ran explains that you give the chulin, you give value of chulin, and whatever is going to be Chumas and Maestris, you give how much the value of Tevis and Ana is worth. There's a certain value of giving to whoever you want, because someone can give you money in order to give it to certain coins, it has a certain value, but you have to pay for that as well. You have to pay for everything you stole, you have to pay for the chulin, the mechulin, and for the rest of the stuff, you have to pay how much Chumas and Maestris are worth. So that's the halacha according to Rabbi. Divi Rabbi, right? So who do I mean? Inim Hashem ad mechulin shmei, all you have to pay is mechulin. So what's the machlaik? It's my lab. Balkan Mithlagim, like it's like this. The Rebbe Sava Tevis and Amamun. Rebbe holds Tevis and Amamun, therefore you have to pay for that. Rebbe Yehuda Sava Tevis and Amamun, and therefore you don't have to pay for the Chumas and Maestris that you stole. So we're saying that's Machlaikis, Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, and that will also be Pshat in our Mishnah, that's the ratio and the Sefer is, one is going with the ratio that says that Yitla Karcho, which means Amamun, is going according to Rebbe Yehuda. And the end of the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Zok the Gemara, no, it's not the Machlaikis, Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, it's not the Machlaikis. Lord, the Kuli Amun Tevis not in the Mammon. Really has no monetary equity, no value to it. Ella, so what's the Machlaikis over here if you when you steal it? Ella, Hakav and Matanah is a Homer Kamifagi. What does that mean? The Machlaikis, when you didn't take off Chumas Maestris yet, is it considered Kamisha Hormudami or not? He says, Rebbe holds, since you didn't separate Chumas and Maestris yet, it's like Chulin. It's like Siddur Chulin, and therefore, Yechai Figeneva. Rabbi Yezi says, no, it's like you already separated. Even though it's not separated, it's a Kili you separated, therefore, it's not considered Chulin. But Freit the Gemara Kasha on that, you know, if you want to call it a Lumdus, you want to call it still has the Chulin good. But Lamaisa, when I steal the 100 bushels, it's not really stealing that 100 in value, because some of it has no value because you have to give it chumas and maisers. Has less, it doesn't have any value. It's not worth anything. That's the Gemara's kasha. What's the difference? He took it off and then took it off. The maisa, there's a certain part of this that has no value whatsoever. So you're right. Right now, I wasn't mafreshit. But when I'm going to be mafreshit, it's not going to be worth anything. So I'm not being mafreshit you anything. I'm not causing you any loss. So why should I be chayy for that? So Gemara says, you're right. That can't be like this. Elahainu tarmi of the Rebbe, konsu rabbono leganev, we were made a knas for the ganev, kehechel lignot, he shouldn't steal. Which sounds like we're saying like this. Really, tovus is not in a moment. And therefore, you're not really chayy for everything. So why do you have to pay? Because you give him a knas. We don't want to steal. So you say, you don't want to make you pay everything. You shouldn't keep his tevel around so long. You don't keep a tevel around. Get rid of it. Give it right away to Mr. Maestris. Don't keep a tevel so long. Don't procrastinate giving away to Mr. Maestris. That's what they knas for him. So as far as the Ran, what do you mean? If it's in a moment, we understand Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, why you don't have to pay, because that moment. You just want to know why you have to pay, like Rabbi. So say knas. Why say Rabbi Yehuda is a knas? There's a knas. You don't need a knas. It's partial. You don't pay because you don't have to pay. So the Ran says the Gemara means like litzdadim, which means like this. The Ran says like we don't know if Tovus is not mamon or not. We're saying this: if you hold Tovus is not any mamon, so then Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is good. You don't have to pay because it's not worth any. No, it has no equity, no value. And Rebbe holds you have to pay when you steal. You know why? Because they made a knas to the ganav that he has to pay. And if you hold Tovus is not mamon, then the opposite. Rebbe is good. You have to pay because Tovus is not mamon. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds you don't have to pay. Why not? Because it's a knas to the Baal Abos, they should have left his tevel around. So that's what it means of two things. Knas, not knas. We're just saying we're not sure if tevel is in a moment or not tevel is in a moment. So at the end of the day, we have a Bia Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlekes is if you make a knas this way or that way, that's the Machlekes. But we're still Shver in our Mishnah. What's Pshat in our Mishnah? So that's what he Rava again to save the day. And Rava's going to explain Pshat in our Mishnah. Rava Amar, really hold tevel sanov. Tovus not is mamon, and therefore in the sefer, when I make this iser of neder on certain kahanim, they cannot come take from me chumas maisers because tovus not is mamon. It has a value. My right to give it to other people is a value, and therefore you're taking that, and that's called not having enough from me. And therefore the halacha is that they cannot take chumas maisers. So why in the first part of the mishnah where it says that asked all the kahanim levim why they could they take bakar I tovus not mamon. The reason is because it's like hefker. Shani truma, the hainu time yitla karka mushim, the truma lechazi ele kahanim. It's only eligible, the only people who can use it is kahanim. It's only roi for kahanim. But given the ka'osi lemisrala, you're assering on all kahanim. So what you're doing is, shavya afra ba'alma. You assered hana to all kahanim. So what you did was, you made it into hefker. Which means that since there's no one who can have it besides the kahanim, no one's can eat it, and you assered them for having hana from you, so you can't give it to any kahanim. And you can't give it to Yisrael either because the Yisrael did not let it eat it. So therefore, it's like you made it into Hefker. And you were Mafker, your right, your Tevis and all, you made it into Hefker. Your whole right in Chumas and Maestris is the Schus, the Sina to give it to someone, or the Schus Mammon in it, that you can give it to anyone you want. You Mafker that Schus. You can't give it to any Kayan because you asked all the Kahanim to having an offer from you. So what you did, what you said was, I am being Mafker, my Schus Mammonis in this. In this Chumas and Maestris. I mean, Mafker, I'm making it Hefker, null and void, all my schus in it. And therefore, if they take it, they're taking it from Hefker, not from me. That's how Rava answers our Mishnah. In the second case of the Mishnah, so there's some Kahanim who still are not Asad Tahana from me. So from them, I have the Tavis and I still retain my right for Tavis and I. That's Mama, and therefore the other ones are Asad. By saying, if I asked all Kahanim, I didn't retain any schus. And I've seen it for myself. So what I did was, I was mafkir my tovus hana. So, Zokta Duran, Viter, so he says, that will come out from here, that if someone asses hana's peris on himself, so then, other people could take it, because that is showing that I don't care about peris, I'm being mafkir. If he says, you know, the guy has a bowl of apples, he says, I'm not having enough from this. So then other people are to take it, because lemaisa, he's saying I don't want it, so that's like being mafgirt. So he says, if body says the Ran, and that if you be shoyl neder on this, if you be matan neder, then lemafreya turns out it wasn't hefker. So then let's say by the case of payros where you asked payros to yourself and therefore it's like hefker, people took it, and afterwards you be shoyl neder, they're gonna have to pay for those payros. That's what the the Ran says. So the Ran has a kasha from the Rashba. He says, "Im taima, how could a kahanim take these peiros? Maybe he'll be shoyel on part of his neder. He'll be shoyel on part of this. He says mixes neder. I guess he could be shoyel on mixes of the neder, and certain kahanim will be aser bahana, and certain will be mutter bahana. And now his hefker that he's mafker is chus tesina is bottle because now in mafreya there was no neder on that." I don't know why you don't say neder shotum uksasa otakulai, but let's say you worked out a case where it was not a problem neder shotum uksasa otakulai, and you made a hafara on the neder, freak the ran. So then it's made a hatar on the neder, so it's matma freya, and now I have a schos tovus and not a certain kahanim, and these kahanim are also bahanal, turn out to be also never my freya. So the Rashba answers they're not choishes for that. It means right from kedusha, we're not choishes. The guys in Michelle's neder, therefore there's no problem. The kahanim can take it. But the Ran himself is bothered by this kasha, and he has different teretz. He says, no, it's not the pshat without choshishvit, we are choshishvit. He says, a different pshat. He says, once I was mafgirid, I can't be choshish on the hefker. You're right, it can be choshish on the neder. But that it came out, that since I didn't care about it, it's hefker, that I can't be choshish on. That's what the Ran wants in Mechadish, and it's a big lomish and machlekes, and if this passes a Torah on the hefker as well, in the stipler in Simon Mem Beis talks about it. Back upon him, the bottom line is pshat in our Mishnah is because the reason why if you ask all the kahanim, they kind of like take it is because since you gave up your whole schus nesina, it's like it's hefker, and therefore they come take it. It's not considered that having hana from you.